The Green Party says there are now 203 Greens holding elected office in the U.S. That's only a small fraction of all the local office holders across the country. But those Greens who are in power say their numbers are growing and that they're very active. Green Party member and Madison alderman Brian Benford says local Greens have helped win victories on zoning, a minimum wage ordinance, and a smoking ban. Benford says their next goal is to secure voting rights for non-citizens.
It's very important that as our Latino population grows and other communities of color, new refugees come to the city of Madison, that they're very productive, they pay taxes, they send their kids to our schools. So they need to be part of democracy, they need to be part of the public policy process.
Other Greens in local office are working on energy and environmental issues. Joanne Beer Beeman is the drain commissioner in Charlevoix County, Michigan. She oversees water drainage. She says she recently blocked a Walmart store from diverting a cold water trout stream.
I wrote a letter to Walmart and I said, this cold water trout stream will not take your storm water off your parking lots. And even though the prosecuting attorney said I had no authority, it was on the grounds of not being able to comply with necessary stormwater standards that Walmart had to leave Charlevoix, Michigan.
The local Green Party office holders say they often look to get elected to vacant seats. Some say they've replaced conservatives. Others contend they unseated what they call development Democrats. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.